It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Doug Lascelles. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Doug Lascelles.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Doug Lascelles. The area's Catholic high school football teams combined for a record of 4-3 in Week 4. In our CCL Game of the Week, Reedy improved to 3-1 on the season with a 24-22 win over Grandview last Friday night. Also last week, St. Charles dropped a close one, 29-28 to New Philadelphia. Hartley crushed Chillicothe, 44-7. Watterson lost to Wheelersburg, 47-17. DeSales went down for the first time this season, losing to Bishop Chittard of Indiana, 42-7. Fisher Catholic got its first win under new head coach Doug Miller, 42-12 over Millersport. And Newark Catholic won a thriller against Watkins Memorial, 15-14. In tonight's CCL Game of the Week, Hartley looks to improve to 4-1 as the Hawks welcome Worthington Kilbourne to Jack Ryan Field. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45 right here on AM 820. Also this evening, DeSales heads to Covington Catholic in Kentucky. Watterson is on the road at Cleveland Benedictine. Reedy travels to Liberty Union. St. Charles heads south to Washington Courthouse. And Newark Catholic hosts Licking Heights. Tomorrow, Fisher Catholic has a home game against Bern Union. Time for our first time out. When we come back, we'll talk with our color analyst, Larry Wolf, about last week's CCL Game of the Week when Reedy beat Grandview, and discuss tonight's CCL Game of the Week as Hartley takes on Kilbourne. Then we'll talk with Reedy head coach Brian Cross and Silver Knights quarterback Austin Aiello. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at bobboyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf brought you all the play-by-play in last week's CCL Game of the Week as Bishop Reedy knocked off Grandview 24-22. Coach Wolf joins us now on the preview show. And Larry, the Silver Knights up 24-6 in the third quarter, but they had to hang on late. If this game had gone 5 minutes longer, would we be talking about a Silver Knights win?
Well, it's hard to tell, but, you know, the Knights might have beaten them by another touchdown or two, and they could have lost by another touchdown or two because the way that game was going back and forth, you have to understand, Reedy was ahead 24-6, but Grandview had its chances in the first half and fumbled the ball a couple times deep in Reedy territory. So it wasn't like, you know, the score did not indicate how close that game really was. And so either team would have had the ball again, and of course, Reedy just ran out the clock at the end. And Grandview couldn't stop them. So they could have gone down and scored, and heck, Grandview could have come right back. It was one of those great, great high school football games, one of the best high school football games I've been around. So it was fun to watch.
Reedy sophomore running back Jack Foley had a huge game with 173 yards and a touchdown. And you could tell listening to the game, Larry, that's the type of kid that you loved to coach at only 135 pounds. How tough is that little dude?
There are no little dudes. They're either football players or they're not football players. And this kid is a football player. You know, I had lots of those kids that were just undersized, but they were gritty and tough and nasty. And don't go up next to them and tell them they're little, because you're liable to get punched right in the nose, and you should. You can either play this game or you can't play this game. And he is quick. He's got great feet in the hole, good vision. And he scoots. I mean, he really just kind of scoots. He never strides out and looks like he's sprinting. He just glides across the top of the darn grass. And I'm telling you, he is a good-looking football player. I had a chance to see him in practice this week, and he goes 100% every play in practice, too. So he must be a great kid. So forget that little guy stuff. He's tough.
We're joined by our color analyst, Larry Wolf, who's pretty tough himself. Larry and Randy at Jack Ryan Field this evening for our CCL Game of the Week as Bishop Hartley hosts Worthington Kilbourne right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. That's coming your way right after the preview show. And, Coach, after losing their opener to Toledo Central Catholic 35-16, the Hawks have scored 31, 56, and 44 in their three games since. Are they starting to hit their stride?
In typical Hartley fashion. And so what that means is now they're just tweaking things. You know, they now know who they are. They now know what they can do. They've done it against some pretty decent folks. And now it's just a matter of tweaking, getting those little nuanced things worked into the offense. And they're ready to hit their stride. And then, of course, you know, in a few weeks they got DeSales and they got Watterson next week. So, you know, obviously it gets a little bit tougher. But the point is they're ready to go. And I look for them to have a big game tonight.
Larry, thanks for joining us. We look forward to hearing you and Randy just a little while from now.
We look forward to bringing that game. That's going to be a good game. And, you know, I think the Hawks should win this one easily, not because Worthington Kilbourne is a pushover. Just Hartley's ready to go. They're ready to just turn it on.
All righty, Larry. Thanks as always. Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhart will bring you the CCL Game of the Week immediately following the preview show as Hartley hosts Worthington Kilbourne. And after the game, keep it on AM 820 for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, brought to you by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Our own Ryan Baker and this week's sports editor Lee Cochran will bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and talk with the winning coaches and players from key games. And you can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard, and you can get all the scores on our website at am820scoreboard.com. Bishop Reedy goes to 3-1 on the year with a 24-22 win over Grandview in our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night. You heard it right here on AM 820. Silver Knights head coach Brian Cross joins us now. And Coach, you held on late to preserve the win. What was it like on the sidelines in the final minutes when the Bobcats were coming back from a 24-6 deficit to make it probably more close than you'd like to see it happen?
Well, you had to give them a lot of credit for fighting back the way they did. You know, at the end of the game, we were just trying to hang on. They have some big players that make big plays, and we were just hoping that they didn't throw the ball up to the big Lachey boy who's 6'5", and then his brother, the tight end, is 6'3". We had some problems covering those guys, but we hung on and was able to run out the clock and get a victory.
Coach, your quarterback Austin Aiello threw two touchdown passes in the game. He also threw two picks, though. We've talked with you a lot about your offensive line play and your running game, but is your passing game where you would like it to be at this point in the season?
Well, Austin had a heck of a game. The two picks that were thrown, actually one of them was a diving catch in the end zone, and we kind of, our receiver kind of popped the ball in the air, and the guy picked it off. It was a perfectly thrown ball. And then the last interception, the Lachey boy, the sophomore, made it just a fantastic interception. So, you know, Austin really had a great game, and he's really coming around and starting to make better reads, and we're all excited about the way he's playing right now. So our passing game is not where we want it to be, but it's definitely headed in the right direction.
We're joined by Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. His Silver Knights on the road at Liberty Union tonight. What can we expect to see from the Lions this evening?
They're just a solid football team. They play extremely hard. They run and throw the ball, both, and they're tough to defend. They run a lot of trick plays. They have some extra point plays that you got to prepare for. Very solid football team. They're 3-1 with their only loss being to Bloom Carroll. It was a 7-0 game. So I think it's going to be a good battle between two football teams that are pretty evenly matched.
Coach, I know your goals every year are to make the postseason. Liberty Union in the same region in Division 5 as you guys. So is there any extra motivation going into this one tonight, knowing that this could be a possible matchup you'd have again in the playoffs?
Well, it's for computer points since we're in the same region, and we are in the same league. Even though we're not able to compete for a league championship, we still want to be a solid member in our league. So, yeah, this game means a lot. It gives you some league value because we want to win the league, whether we can get a trophy for it or not. And there's playoff points that go with it, too. So, yeah, it's a very, very meaningful game to our kids. We've explained that to them, and I'm sure their coach has done the same thing. So, yeah, it should be an exciting, great football game.
Okay, Coach, good luck against Liberty Union.
Thank you, Doug.
Reedy head coach Brian Cross. We talked with Coach about the play of his junior quarterback, Austin Aiello. He spoke with our Chris Higgins at practice this week.
Austin, this last week's game against Grandview Heights, exciting game we had on our radio. You guys win 24-22. You had a great game. You guys got up. Looks like you kind of had the game in hand. They make a charge. Tell me what the offense was thinking there when you guys were trying to salt the game away.
We were just trying to move the ball down the field. They had some great plays on defense. You know, they had that sweet interception. They just made some great plays, but we just tried to move the ball down the field and try to take time off the clock.
This game, you guys threw the ball quite a bit more than you had the last couple games. You've been relying on the running game. How good did it feel for you personally to have a breakout game in a game like this where you needed to throw the ball and throw it effectively?
It felt good. I mean, can't run the ball 50 times a game, so, you know, defenses load that many people, like 9 guys in the box. You got to be able to throw the ball. And, you know, when you're completing the balls downfield, it feels great as a quarterback.
This week, you guys move on to Liberty Union. Liberty Union is 3-1. They're coming off a big win, 41-7 over Bexley. They kind of had their ups and downs beginning of the season. They got shut out early in the year, kind of like yourselves. But now their offense is rolling. They put up 35 and 41. So definitely seems like you're going to have to get the offense going again. What have you seen on tape, or you're going to have to, what you're going to have to do against their defense?
We just got to be physical up front. You know, I know my line's going to do a great job. Our backs are going to get holes. Our wide receivers are going to get open. We just got to be physical and execute on the offense.
All right. Well, good luck this week against Liberty Union. Good luck the rest of the season.
Our thanks to Reedy quarterback Austin Aiello and our Chris Higgins for that. The Silver Knights head to Liberty Union tonight. When we come back, we'll talk with Waterson head coach Brian Kennedy and Eagles wide receiver and safety Nate Meyer. Then it's Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller. Stay with us.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Now during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 trade assists on the remaining 2017 Fusions, Escapes, Edge, and Explorer. Just announced 0 for 72 and 1,000 trade assistance on remaining 2017 F-150s. Shop us 24/7 at bobboyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Waterson falls to 1-3 on the year with a 47-17 loss on the road at Wheelersburg last week. Eagles head coach Brian Kennedy joins us now on the preview show. And Coach, first things first, talk about the atmosphere down there in Wheelersburg.
I'll tell you what, that's a special place to play high school football. You know, the stadium's great, kind of sits down a little bit. You got the river as a backdrop, and it felt like everybody in Wheelersburg was at the game Friday night. I know they beat the tar out of us, but before the game, you know, they're coming up to us. Everybody's real friendly. Hey, you guys need anything? Great, you know, thanks for coming down, that type of stuff. I mean, great, great atmosphere.
Sounds like the way high school football should be. In the game, though, the Pirates totaled 537 yards of total offense, and 418 of those, Coach, came through the air. Were you guys expecting them to throw the football like that?
Well, yes, and I'll tell you what, their receiver they got, that number two, if they had 418 yards passing, I felt like he had about 400 yards receiving. I mean, that kid is a very special player.
Coach, you talk about their receiver, Tanner Holden. He did have 3 touchdown catches on the game and 211 yards receiving, but he also had a 60-yard interception return for a touchdown. How big was that?
Well, that's a backbreaker. Anytime, you know, the other team scores on defense, it's a backbreaker. And again, the kid's a tremendous athlete. You know, I don't know how many looks he's getting from Division I football teams, but he should definitely be on everybody's radar.
We're joined by Waterson head coach Brian Kennedy. The Eagles with another tough road trip tonight as they travel to Cleveland Benedictine. The Bengals, who made the jump to D2 this season, have almost 90 players on their roster. How tough is it, Brian, to face the numbers game like that?
It's very tough. I mean, last week, you know, we had strep throat going around the school, so we had to practice a day. Wednesday, we only had 29 kids dressed for practice. And, you know, you got a lot of kids going both ways, and it's just, you know, got to play some Iron Man football, unfortunately.
After three tough losses in a row, what has been the message from you and your coaches to the guys in practice this week?
Just to continue on, focus on getting better. You know, the kids, you know, I feel like, you know, we watched the film Saturday morning of that Wheelersburg game, and, yeah, there's things that obviously we need to improve on, but there's a lot of good things that we're doing. And so, you know, I keep telling the kids, hey, we're close, because we haven't played our best game yet. And when we do, I think good things are going to happen.
All right, hopefully you'll get that tonight. Good luck against Cleveland Benedictine, Coach.
Thanks, fellas.
Waterson head coach Brian Kennedy, one of the key contributors on both sides of the ball for the Eagles this season, has a pretty familiar football pedigree. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Nate Meyer, the Eagles wide receiver and safety, earlier this week.
Nate, 47-17 loss to Wheelersburg last week, a game where they put up 537 yards of offense on you guys, but 418 of that came through the air. Here's starting strong safety on this team. Were you guys a little bit surprised by that? Were you expecting them to pass that much?
Well, we knew that they would be, you know, a good open passing team, and we kind of underestimated one of their stud wide receivers, number two. He was pretty good athlete, and, you know, he's faster than we thought, and I think that we were just kind of we were pretty prepared. We just didn't execute well. That's what happened on defense.
Offensively, you guys have opened it up a little bit this year. You've been putting up some good numbers at wide receiver last week. 5 catches, 129 yards. I'm guessing you like the changes to the offense, huh?
I mean, yeah, I do like the changes. And, you know, I just like what we're doing so far. We got guys stepping up, giving 110%. And, you know, just everyone is stepping up and when we need them. And it was just having fun this year.
You guys have your third straight long road trip this week when you travel to Cleveland to take on Benedictine. Does that wear on you guys a little bit, those long bus rides, so many in a row?
I mean, the bus ride back is kind of a longer ride than on the way there. But,
the
I mean, you know, it's honestly good bonding time. I kind of like it on the way there. It's just we need a better bus ride on the way back, and I think that we'll get it this Friday.
Last year you guys beat Benedictine 10-7. What do you remember from that game, and what can you guys take from that one into this week?
I just remember some fast, hard-hitting football, and I expect the same. They're a good team. They got good athletes, and, well, it's just going to be one of those Waterson-Benedictine games where everyone's hitting each other and going full speed, and that's just what is going to happen, and we'll see best team wins.
Your dad, obviously a very good coach. I know he gets to as many of the games as he can on Friday night to watch you play. Does he do a good job just being dad, or does he coach you up a little bit?
It's really funny. If you go to some of the games, you see at the goalposts, he stands right at the bottom of it. He has his huge iPad out taking videos. And, you know, that's just what I like about him. He's just a very good dad. But he also, you know, coaches me as well, whatever I'm doing. And just critiques me when I need it, and it's just awesome to see him there.
I'm guessing it's easy to listen to Dad when he's the coach of the Buckeyes. Nate, good luck this week against Benedictine. Thanks a lot for this, and good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you very much.
Our thanks to Bishop Waterson wide receiver and safety Nate Meyer for that. The Eagles head to Cleveland to face Benedictine tonight. Fisher Catholic picked up its first win of the Doug Miller era with a 42-12 win over Millersport last Friday. Coach Miller joins us now on the preview show. And Coach, how nice was it for your kids to get that first win of the season?
You know, it meant everything to us. You know, we needed that win. We've been playing up every week. Our kids had an opportunity. We vanilla'd it up a little bit. Our kids had an opportunity to play a little bit of smash mouth football, and it was good. Felt real good.
Coach Logan Loy, you mentioned the smash mouth football. He had a huge game running the ball, 210 yards, 3 touchdowns on just 15 carries. How good was Logan last Friday?
Logan Loy is just, I got to tell you something, he's being recruited by several universities, but more as a strong safety or safety type guy. Logan Loy will put a helmet on you. And I tell you something, with Zach Saffel going down, we haven't missed a beat with Logan Loy standing in tailback. He's outstanding.
Joined by Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish welcome Burn Union to Fulton Field tomorrow. The Rockets off to a 3-1 start. They have a lot of weapons on offense, led by dual-threat quarterback Jacob Ricker. So how do you slow them down tomorrow, Coach?
Yeah, you know, we just got to execute. That's it. We just got to execute, play our game plan, and play very physical with these guys. And that's what we intend to do.
Coach, last week your team was pretty good offensively, racking up 400 yards of offense. How can you build off of that and take that into tomorrow night's game?
That's a good question. Well, what we've done, we've vanillaed it up a little bit, as I said, offensively. You'll see a little bit more creativity tomorrow night, but we've continued to build on what we did last week, our game plan. So, again, we've simplified and we've taken some things out, but you'll see a little bit more creativity tomorrow night, I think, in our offensive game plan.
Coach, you've started a young quarterback, Caden Starcher. He's just a sophomore. How do you think Caden has progressed here through the first half of the season?
Oh, he's progressed tremendously. I mean, he you know, it started with a young quarterback that was learning how to read coverage. He's to the point now where we're starting to understand how to make reads, how to read coverage, and, again, what to look for in routes versus just putting the ball up in the air.
Speaking with Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish taking on Byrne Union at Fulton Field tomorrow. Coach, we've spoken about it earlier in the season. You about doubled your roster size. You have golfers, you have basketball players, you have soccer players. A lot of these guys are just sort of still getting used to your offense, getting used to what you do there. How do you feel they've come along so far?
I'm going to tell you something. I see them getting better every single week, and that's what a coach wants to see. You know, the goal is you'd love to go to the state championship. You'd love to go to the playoffs. That's great. But the one thing you want to see is you want to see kids have fun, and you want to see them get better at football every single week. And I've got kids, I'm going to tell you, are going to surprise people in the second half of the season. Kids that weren't expected to do well, big kids that had stepped up and they've started to understand and started to accelerate. I think we'll be okay in the second half of the season.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck getting that second win of the season tomorrow against Byrne Union.
Hey, I appreciate it, fellas. You guys have a great weekend.
Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller. The Irish looking to make it two in a row when they take on Byrne Union tomorrow. When we come back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, we'll check in with St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby and Cardinals wide receiver and cornerback Peter Griffith. Then it's Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. Stay with us.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where you'll find the best deals of the season during the summer clearance event. Save up to $8,000 off MSRP on a new 2017 Jeep Cherokee, or up to $14,500 on a new 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Hemi Crew Cab 4x4. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals you'll see are off Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com, mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. St. Charles was on the verge of its first win of the season last week before falling to New Philadelphia, which scored two touchdowns in the final minute to pull it out 29-28. Coach, obviously always disappointing to lose, but after losing your first two games by shutout, you guys scored 23 points in Game 3, 28 points in Game 4, and you have to feel like they're headed in the right direction.
Now our guys are working hard, and yeah, they're doing that in the face of adversity. A lot of kids, you know, might not respond quite so positively under the circumstances. So, you know, I feel really good about our team. I feel that that they've got their heads screwed on straight, and, you know, we're just going to keep plugging away.
Coach, last week we talked with you about how your running game was getting on track. Then quarterback Brooks McCann goes out and throws three touchdowns last week. Is your offense as a whole getting to where you think you'd like it to be?
We're not there yet, but we're able to, you know, each week seems like we're able to do just a little bit more. And, you know, the more that we can, the more versatile our offense is, the harder it is to defend. You know, in the beginning, we didn't really do anything well, and then week two, we were able to get our running game going a little bit, but we couldn't keep the heat off of our running game because of the, you know, we weren't able to pass. And when I say we weren't able to pass, I mean we couldn't protect the quarterback. So, you know, our protection's getting a little better now, so Brooks is getting a little more time out there. We've got some good receivers, a couple guys getting healthy coming back. So, you know, hopefully that versatility will lend itself to a lot more improvement.
Joined by St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby, is Cardinals on the road at Washington Courthouse tonight. What do you know about the Blue Lions?
Well, really, it's just more of the same. I mean, I think they're a pretty good team. And, you know, we don't have a win. So, you know, in our minds, our kids are wondering if we're ever going to get that first win. In their minds, you know, they're looking at playing a team that they think they can beat. So, you know, we got to swing that confidence and momentum level towards our side of the field early on in the game in order to be successful. You know, going down there and playing at their place is an advantage for them. But I like our guys' attitudes. I think we're going to, you know, show up ready to play, and we've improved every week for 4 weeks. So I feel pretty good about our chances.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck getting that first win tonight against Washington Courthouse.
Thank you.
St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. We talked about the improvement of the Cardinals' passing game. That's led in part by Cardinals wide receiver Peter Griffith, who had a touchdown catch last week, and spoke with our Chris Higgins this week.
Peter, you're coming off a 29-28 loss to New Philadelphia. Game you guys led most of the way, but a game you had two receiving touchdowns. The offense is moving. How good did it feel to get that offense clicking after a few weeks where it was kind of frustrating?
It was real frustrating the first couple weeks not being able to move the ball that much, but we changed some things up and started to get the ball moving. It's actually feeling really well. The team, we look a lot better. It feels great.
Talk about the what the attitude was in the locker room. Is it more like, there we go again, or is it more, hey, we're getting closer?
It's not here we go again at all. We're always looking to move forward. So our team, like, we led most of the games. So we were all positive. We felt like that game shouldn't have slipped away from us. Unfortunately, it did, but we're all positive and looking into the next one.
Speaking of next week, you guys are at Washington Courthouse. They are coming off a loss to Delaware 38-8, but they've been putting up some points. This looks like this could be a week where you guys keep that offense going. And so what have you seen on tape, what you can do against their defense?
They look like a pretty good team. We have changed up a couple things on offense, keep things tighter, try and move the ball a little bit more. Know that they're coming off a 38-point loss, but we go into it 0-0, you know. And we'll try and move the ball a little bit and keep it moving. So,
well, good luck this week against Washington Courthouse, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Our thanks to St. Charles Jr. Peter Griffith and our Chris Higgins for that. The Cardinals on the road at Washington Courthouse tonight. Newark Catholic got its first win of the season in exciting fashion, scoring in the final minute to knock off Watkins Memorial 15-14 last Friday night. Green Wave head coach Bill Franks joins us now. And not only do you score the game-winning touchdown in the final minute, but you go for two to get the win. Talk us through those frenetic last few minutes, Coach.
Oh, well, we had a chance to tie it at 7 and fumbled on the 3 right before the half and played pretty even football then for the whole second half. And they did score to make it 14-0, just ran power formation and put it in. And our kids responded, took about a, 15-play drive and scored with 5 minutes left and make it 14-7. We kicked off. Held them on 3 and out, and had some real nice running by Derek Hawk, a sophomore. Some great, timely passes. Hunter Chapman and Lucas Pierce made a nice move on a go route, kind of a stop and go, and got loose for a 45-yard touchdown. So we're getting there, lining up to kick it, and they jumped. And so instead of going for the tie in overtime, I just made the decision. I ran our team in and. We went for 2, and we were successful.
Coach, your team has had a lot of adversity this year, starting off the season 0-3, trailing in this game 14-0 in the fourth quarter. So what does it say about your guys that they were able to come back and get this hard-fought win?
Well, I know I keep bringing it up. We always just talk about live the day, love the day, and embrace it, and just work at it and keep your eye on the ball, and that's just how we roll and how we do things. And you know, our kids, they continue to keep bouncing back, and with our schedule, we know there's no other way. Not only is it Christ-like to live that way, but it's the only way you're going to win too, and especially at the competition that we play. So it's just fun to be around that upbeat environment, and we do hold each other accountable, and we're probably our toughest critics, to be honest with you.
We're joined on the preview show by Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. You talked about that meat grinder of a schedule. Tonight it's Licking Heights. In their 3 wins this season, the Hornets have averaged 43 points a game. So how do you slow that offense down?
Well, hopefully we can. I mean, we're actually back to doing some huddling on offense to just slow the game down a little bit and not turn it over, play that boring, don't turn it over football, that Woody Hayes stuff, great on special teams, and you know, just bend a little bit, don't break on D, and we just have to be balanced offensively, which we were in the second half against Watkins. We had I think Mikey Canning had about 50 yards, and Derek Hawk had 60 or 70 yards, and our QB, you know, Hunter Chapman ran for about 80, and we threw it for, I don't know, about 150, 200. So, you know, that balance is so important.
All righty, Coach. Nothing boring about a win, that's for sure. Good luck tonight.
Well, thanks for the great service, and go Green and go Bucks.
Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks, the Green Wave, hosting Licking Heights this evening. Time for a breather. When we come back, we'll visit with the Sales head coach Ryan Wiggins and Stallions tight end and defensive end Will Manick. Then we'll talk to Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks linebacker James Reese. That's straight ahead on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Start your morning off right. Be sure to listen to AM 820 during your morning commute this week. DeSales suffered its first defeat of the season last week, falling to Bishop Chatard of Indiana 42-7. Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now on the preview show. And last week, Coach, you told us that this Chatard team has won 9 state titles in the past 15 years in Indiana. Looks like they're about as good as advertised.
Yeah, they're a really good team, well-coached, play hard, played with great energy, and I don't want to take anything away from them because they played pretty much flawless football. But, you know, that was only part of it. I mean, from our end, we didn't do anything well. You know, I had told our guys, we're going to have to, in games like this, you're going to have to play really well in order to win. You know, and if you don't play really well, you're probably not going to win, and if you play poorly, you're going to lose bad, and that's what happened. And but no question, great program. They were on point. They were focused. You know, they did a great job. They really out executed us in just about every way. So, but hey, you know what? You lose, you get back to work and turn the page and move on. That's all we can do.
Coach, I know we've talked about it a lot this year, but the loss snapped a 22-game regular season winning streak. Looking back now on the streak, just how special is something like that?
Well, it is pretty neat when you think about it, because it's hard to win. It's just hard. Again, so many factors, you know, adversity and injuries and so many things that come with a football season. It's just hard to do. And I think every high school football team out there, they set out on Monday with a goal and to win, you know, and to try to make a plan in order to win, and to try to scheme in order to win. And it's just, you know, and on Friday night when you're able to win, you're happy about that. It's just hard. It's not easy to do. And so that's fine, but again, the flip side of that is the losing part, and how do you handle that, and how do you handle the challenges that come with all that? So, you know, it's something you set out to do on Monday. You try to find a way to win on Friday night, and we've been able to do that a lot. Hopefully we can do it some more here before the season's over.
Joined by DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins, his Stallions always play one of the toughest schedules in all of Ohio, and that is certainly the case once again this season, traveling out of state for the second week in a row tonight as they go to Kentucky to face Covington Catholic. The Colonels 5-0 on the year, number one team in the state in Kentucky. You've beaten them the past 2 years, but how improved is this team this year, Coach?
I think this is one of the best teams in any division in Kentucky. We've played these guys now for 2 years. And this group of seniors has been together. You know, I remember when they were sophomores, and I know they had a lot of potential, and thinking when they were sophomores how good they would be a couple of years from now. And here we are. They've got depth. They're good up front. They run the football very well and throw it very well. You got a tremendous quarterback, really good skilled positions. They're aggressive on defense. They've really improved on that side of the ball, have not given up many points, and very, very well coached. I mean, it's obvious, having played them the last 2 years, that they're very well coached. So, tough environment. I mean, it's, you know, we're going down and playing one of the best teams, not only in Kentucky, but in really in that part of the country, then the entire Cincinnati, Kentucky, Dayton area. I mean, they've taken on all comers and done very well, so it's a great challenge.
Coach, you mentioned it just a couple minutes ago, how you can respond to adversity. So with that, how do you think the guys have responded in practice this week?
I thought our focus and our energy was good since Monday. I think, you know, losing, one thing about losing a game is it's kind of easy to get back to work, maybe look yourself in the mirror and figure out what we got to do and do better. Sometimes when you win, I think you overlook some of that. You're excited and happy with winning, and rightfully so, but maybe you're ignoring some of the little underlying problems. So, you know, I don't know if we've got them all fixed or anything like that. I think we had a good week. I think, you know, we got a little healthier and a little bit better, and so hopefully we can go and maybe turn that into a win. That's what we're trying to do.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against Covington Catholic.
Okay, thanks, guys.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. His Stallions will need a good push on the defensive line to get some pressure on the Covington quarterback tonight. Ryan Baker spoke with senior defensive end Will Manick about that earlier this week.
Well, a tough 42-7 loss last week to Bishop Chittard out of Indianapolis. Your defense has been so good this year. You're one of the defensive ends on this team. Last week it all went downhill a little bit. They got out to that fast start and 21-0 lead. What happened last week? What were they able to do on offense so well that gave you guys trouble?
They were just passing the ball really well. I mean, their quarterback was getting off pretty fast. They were picking our secondary apart, you know, 5 yards at a time. And that's just one thing we got to work on. We got some young guys stepping up, and that's a totally different kind of offense that we haven't faced this year. So it was good to be able to go against that kind of offense, especially going into this week where this team will execute a lot better. So,
you guys had won 22 straight regular season games, obviously the loss in the playoffs, but hadn't had especially a bad loss like that in a long time. What have the coaches said this week? What have the leaders on the team said to kind of keep everyone's mindset right?
That we just got to step it up. I mean, every time you lose, there's always something to improve on. So,
and obviously you're going to need that mindset taking on a tough Covington Catholic team this week. You guys have beat them the past couple years, I think 28-7 and 15 and 49-17 last year. What are some things you remember from those games?
It's always a tough fight game. I mean, especially going against a school like that, especially going against a spread team, and, you know, especially going in after a tough loss like last week against a team that runs the same offense and that's going to execute a lot better. So,
they're averaging so far on the year 43.5 points a game. What are you guys going to need to do defensively this Friday to slow them down?
Get back there. That's one thing that we did not do very well last week on our defensive line is get back to the quarterback. So, I think if we can start doing that this week, we should be good to go.
All right, Will, sounds good. We'll let you get back to practice. Good luck this week when you guys take on Covington Catholic.
Thank you.
Our thanks to DeSales defensive end and tight end Will Manick and our Ryan Baker for that. The Stallions taking on Covington Catholic tonight in Kentucky. Bishop Hartley has won 3 in a row after knocking off Chillicothe 44-7 last Friday. Hawks head coach Brad Birchfield joining us now on the preview show. And, Coach, that was a very important game for your team last week for computer points. And your guys responded with perhaps their best performance of the season. How proud were you of your team?
Really proud, really excited. We're getting better. I mean, I've said it, and I can see it every day in practice, and I see it during the game. We put together a pretty complete football game. Chillicothe had a good football team. We knew we had to play well, and we played well. Just really proud of everybody that was involved.
Coach, in the last 3 weeks, your defense has given up a total of 13 points. What is working for you guys on that side of the ball right now?
I think the same thing. I think we're getting better, and we're playing well. You know, the same thing that as well as we're playing offensively, we are as well as defensively. And we're putting – I think people are getting closer to the spots in which they can play the best. And, you know, we have a lot of versatile athletes. You know, we can play James Reese at inside linebacker and outside linebacker. We can play Nick Cohn at inside linebacker and defensive end. And a lot of guys that are interchangeable. And it gives us depth that people may not realize that we have, but it's really valuable for us.
Speaking with Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield, as Hawks welcome Worthington Kilbourne to Jack Ryan Field tonight. It's our CCL Game of the Week, live right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com immediately following the preview show. Last year, you beat the Wolves 45-13. Do you expect to see them have a bit of a different game plan this year?
Well, that's what Coach Tom Betty said in the paper this week, that he wanted to change things up offensively and defensively, and I'll certainly take his word for it. You know, they are a different team. You know, they changed some personnel. They're obviously going to be pretty confident. You know, they had a huge win last week over their rival, Thomas Worthington. So we're expecting a great game. It's homecoming. We're really excited.
Coach, it's funny that in this interview you've already mentioned your team getting better twice. I remember the first week of the season you saying, you guys are going to get better as the year goes along. And you've said it a couple times to me throughout the year. We're getting better. We're getting better. So with all that said, how much better do you feel that your team is heading into this game tonight than they were last week?
I think significantly. I think we're getting better every day. And it certainly looks like it. It feels like it. You know, it's always hard to tell. I mean, sports and I guess football in particular, there's two things that matter: who you got and who they got. You know, we're not going to look quite as good against people that are better than us, and we're going to look really good against people that we're better than. And you have to keep that in perspective. But you look at things like pre-snap penalties and taking care of the football and missed tackles, and those are areas that you can see that you didn't do it here, but you did it there, and those kind of are irrelevant of the opponent. So we look at those things, and we expect to be good at those.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against Worthington Kilbourn.
All right, thanks, guys.
As Ryan mentioned, the Hawks have given up just 13 points over the last three games. Ryan spoke with Hawks linebacker James Reese earlier this week.
James, 44-7 win last week over Chillicothe, a game that was really important to you guys. I know the coaches were stressing it. Talk about you guys coming out and living up to what the coaches wanted there and putting out a good performance against Chillicothe.
I think we had a great game plan all week. We had some problems with it, but we kept trying. We executed the things that could get us, and we saw them in the game. We stopped them. So overall, we had a great game plan. We executed it, and we just did what we had to do.
One of the starting linebackers on this team, you hold that team to 7 points, contain their quarterback really well. What did you guys do so well defensively last week?
We just let our pride kick in. We just ran to the ball. We just made sure we did the little things, so overall it looked good.
This week you move on, you take on Worthington Kilbourn. It's our game of the week here on AM 820. Homecoming week, your dad's a graduate here. Talk about what the homecoming atmosphere is going to be like out here at Hartley.
It's always great. Since I've been here, the homecoming week, I have multiple family members that went here, so just everybody coming home and watching me play and stuff, it really makes me play harder and it's more fun to play.
Coach every week has talked, you guys are getting better. Ever since week one, he said you guys have gotten better every week. Talk a little bit about that, what you've seen, how the defense and the team has come together here as you're moving along in the season.
Well, at the beginning of the season, you don't know which parts are going to work and which parts still need work to be ready to go. And then, so now we're at week five, so we know what works, we know what's going to be ready to go, so we're just trying to make sure we execute and improve on that.
And talk about that improvement. What would you like to see you guys improve on this week against Kilbourn?
Still, we have turnover problems a little bit. We could shut that down and then just make sure we make every tackle. No missed tackles.
All right, James, thanks a lot for this. Let you get back to practice. Good luck this week against Kilbourn in the CCL game of the week.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Hartley linebacker James Reese and our Ryan Baker. The Hawks host Worthington Kilbourn tonight in our CCL game of the week right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. That comes your way immediately following the preview show, which we'll wrap up next.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
You can hear tonight's Central Catholic League Game of the Week and all the CCL Games of the Week anytime at stgabrielradio.com. Week 5 of the high school football season is here, and 6 of the area Catholic teams are in action tonight. DeSales travels to Kentucky to face Covington Catholic. Waterson is also on the road at Benedictine. St. Charles heads to Washington Courthouse. Reedy is at Liberty Union. Newark Catholic welcomes Licking Heights to Whitefield. And in our CCL Game of the Week, Hartley battles Worthington Kilbourn right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Tomorrow, Fisher Catholic hosts Bern Union. Don't forget, after the game tonight, keep it right here on AM 820 for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and talk to the coaches from around the area. If you have a score, send it to us on Twitter at AM 820 Scoreboard and get all the scores on our website, am820scoreboard.com. That'll do it for us on the preview show. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening, everybody, and enjoy the game.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at bobboyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.